Freshman year, the most important year in high school, the start of a new chapter beginning in our young adult lives. How we go into this year determines where we stand socially, who our friends are, and what our futures look like. My first year was filled with lack of confidence, uncertainty, and many insecurities. That is how I started my freshman year. Looking back, I now realize how silly it was to let all my giants get in the way of achieving my goals. During my first semester, I signed up for the freshman soccer class. I was really excited, but also extremely nervous. I didn't know if there would be other girls that were better than me, or if I was even good enough to make the team. Once I got to my soccer period, my head started to drown in ugly thoughts. Oh my, look how many people are trying out. There is no way I'm going to make it. They will probably cut me before trials even begin. There are so many athletic-looking players here. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I don't want to embarrass myself. And the list goes on and on and on. My doubts and nervousness distracted me so much so that I forgot all my natural instincts of 9 years. My passes were weak, shots glued to the keeper's hands, and worst of all, my defense was flat. I got passed by almost every time. What didn't help was how I used one of my best soccer qualities against me, my scanning. I would look around and compare myself to the tallest or fastest or most skilled players. As we got deeper in the semester, I became more comfortable with the girls and slowly started showing my true soccer capabilities. When the school came back after Thanksgiving break, the tryouts began. I felt the doubt creep in when I saw all new faces. The juniors and sophomores had joined in with the rest of us freshmen, and my confidence plummeted. After that horrendous week, the teams were finalized, and to my dismay, I made the junior varsity 2 team. I was happy because I would be playing with the girls that I was familiar with, but it also bothered me that I didn't make the junior varsity team. It bothered me because I knew I had the ability to play and keep up with them. I just let my insecurities get in the way of proving myself. I played on the JV2 team enough to win 2 tournaments. They were the best games I have played in front of the coaches. The week after, when season started, the head coach and JV coach pulled me aside and asked me to join the JV team. It's clear that we made a mistake. Your level of play is way beyond the team that you're on right now, so we would really like it if you could join the JV team this season. Obviously, I accepted, but soon found myself in the same situation as the beginning of the year and tryouts, head spinning and full of negative thoughts. It started affecting how I play, then it spread to the lack of respect for my teammates. They would purposely not pass to me, they would even make plays around me but never involving me. I became really frustrated. After games, I would cry all night to my parents. My team doesn't like me, they think I don't belong, they hate me, it's so obvious. I spent the rest of my freshman year like that, negativity consuming my every thought. I let all the doubts, insecurities, and lack of confidence ruin my first year of high school. I made my first year horrible because I let all my giants stand so tall in front of me that I couldn't see the other side where my goals await. When I go back and reflect, it makes me so angry. There was no reason why I couldn't have made my desired team and been successful. I have no excuses, and nor do you. Life gives us plenty of opportunities to shine, but it's up to us to decide how we react to them. Are you the one to doubt and worry, or are you the go-getter who is up for a challenge and is full of confidence? Don't let your giants get in the way of your successes. Push yourself and show your worth and be proud of it.